You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
All right, well, let's pray. Oh, my goodness. Father, thank you. Thank you for the new year. Thank you for bringing us to this point in the timeline of planet Earth. And thank you, Father, for gathering us here today to hear from you. Thank you that you are up to big things. You are up to big things in our lives. You are up to big things in our families. You are up to big things in every facet of society. You are up to big things on planet Earth. And I thank you, Father, that we were born for such a time as this. I thank you that we are alive in 2025. Ooh, that made a rhyme. By design. And I thank you, Father, that it's not an accident. It's not an accident that we are here in this moment in time, in the body of Christ, filled with you. It's just not an accident. I thank you, Father, that you have plans to do things in our lives that are far above things that we can imagine, far above things that we would know to ask for, far above things that we would even be able to imagine. But I thank you, Father, that you are revealing these things to us by your Spirit. And I thank you, Father, for the gift of prophecy. I thank you for the grace of the prophet. And I thank you, Father, for the prophet's reward. I thank you that prophecy is still relevant today. I thank you, Father, that you're still moving through the ministry of the prophetic. And so, Father, I just yield. I yield my mind. I yield my body. I yield all of my faculties to you today. I present myself as a living sacrifice. That's my reasonable service. And so I do my part today, Father. And I thank you that this is your broadcast. I thank you that this is your body. This is your bride. These are your kids. And Father, you have things that you want to share with them today. And so have your way, Papa. Get us on your agenda. Make it clear what you have been speaking to me. And Father, just bring it out in a way that makes sense to them. I pray, Father, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to flood their being right now, Father. I pray that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. I pray, Father, that you would use this word to edify, encourage, and comfort, to build up, Father. I pray that it would provide confirmation, instruction, direction, and whatever else it is that your children need today, Father, to get established in who they are in you, to step into the fullness of the things that you have ordained for them, and to grow into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that they would be equipped for the work of their ministry today, and that, Father, you would use this word to glorify yourself in them and through them. And I just pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So I'll say it again, you guys. Happy New Year. It's 2025 and we are alive in 2025. I made a little rhyme in my prayer. And it's true, right? We have been born really in this time on purpose, right? And so we are alive in this hour because God wants to use us, wants to use our body, wants to use our faculty, wants to use our lives to glorify him and to demonstrate that Jesus is alive, alive in us, and that it's all finished. And we have a important part to play in the kingdom of God, in the expansion of the kingdom of God. And so I'm excited to be with you here today. As you can see, I have not taken down my Christmas decorations yet. I am not letting the calendar or time pressure me. I'm enjoying my Christmas trees. I'm enjoying my Christmas just a little bit longer. In fact, it's Emerge graduation this week, and I just informed everybody, well, hey, it's still Christmas at the Jimenez household. So anywho, I was saying my neighbors are kind of taking stuff down, and I said, you know what? I'll take it down when I'm good and ready. But anyway, you can just enjoy my it's still Christmas. We're still celebrating Jesus's birthday over here today. But anyway, you guys, I feel like it has been a century since we just had the word of the month in December. I don't know about you, but I feel like it so much has transpired in my life. So much. I mean, like just so much. You know, the word for December was really, really powerful. You know, I always encourage us in January to even go back and listen to the word in December because it kind of builds up as we come into the new year. But just as a little bit of refresher, the bottom line for December was out of a scripture in Matthew 11:15 in the Message translation. And what that scripture said was really powerful. It's very simple. It just says, are you listening to me? Really listening? And we kicked off December with just an invitation, really, to spend time with God, that God wanted to really unpack some things for us, and that it was a time to really spend time listening. And one of the things that I discovered in December, as I kind of, you know, went into December and was hearing God about that word, is that I went back in a bunch of my journals and I was kind of amazed at how much I wasn't listening. I mean, I was writing things down, but it was like it wasn't permeating fully. And some of the things that I was reading, you know, from 2011, like I really went back into my journals. And, you know, those are still things that God is working out in my life. And as I looked at them again and sat with God again with those things, it was amazing the revelation that poured out and how I had new lenses to read those things in a new light. And there was more revelation and more understanding. In fact, it really led me to select the word for of the year for myself to be the word wisdom, because I saw the way God was connecting dots, and I really was blown away by the wisdom of God, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and how he was pouring that out to me. And so as we come into December, I mean, come into January and come into the new year, I really wanted to just remind you, you know, I never think that words expire, you know, back in 2000 and I don't even remember now, maybe 19, 2018, I had a word about, you know, how we have to live out of our true identity in Christ, that abiding is a word and a practice that we are going to stay with for the rest of our lives. You know, it wasn't like a word for the year, it was the word of eternity. And I believe that. I believe every word of God is exactly what Scripture says, right? It is effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is alive. And those words are spirit and they are truth and they do not return void. And so, you know, as I come into this new year, I want to make sure that you understand that, you know, prophecy is something that we stick with until it's fulfilled. When we get a word from God, you know, our job is to say, be it unto me according to your word. And then, you know what? We continue to stay with that until it's fully manifested. I mean, there's things that God spoke to me before my kids were born, and the scripture that I stood on for my kids that are still manifesting in my life today. And so I just, you know, wanted to take a moment right up here up front just to remind you of kind of the context of where we were coming into January. And I don't know about you, but for me, I mean, that has been a really meaty word, and it has really catapulted me into this new level of seeking God and listening and really hungering for more wisdom from God. And so, you know, as we come into 2025, I just want to say that. And I also just really wanted to kick off a little thing about prophecy. You know, it's really weird, right? The body of Christ, there's like two camps, right? Like there's the prophetic camp, which, you know, I follow different prophets and I, you know, have them on Facebook and I follow what they say. And then, you know, they're always a word, and, you know, you can almost get like addicted to the word of the day and the word of the prophet and all of those things. And it just gets out of hand and it's imbalanced. It can be, you know, but then there's this other camp that just basically invalidates the prophetic altogether. And just like, you know, there's no new word for 2025 and God's always, you know, and it's almost like the prophetic is not applicable, or that it's like, I don't know, something that's always abused. And both of those are extreme. Okay. And so I just want to encourage you that the prophetic is very, very valid. It is one of the five, you know, grace gifts that is mentioned in Ephesians chapter five. And, you know, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, and the pastor, and all of those gifts will remain on the earth, it says, until we come into the fullness of the stature of Jesus, into the unity of the faith, if you go and read in Ephesians chapter 5. And as far as I can tell, those things have not completely happened in the body of Christ. And so those ministries and those graces are still very valid. And first and foremost, the ministry of a prophet is to make you prophetic. It's to help you connect with and activated spiritual senses so that you can hear the voice of God yourself. It's not that the prophet is your source. It's not that any of those graces are your source. In fact, the new covenant says in Isaiah chapter 40 that, you know what? He's going to put a new heart in you. He's going to write his laws on your heart, and that no man should have to teach you, right? That the Holy Spirit is going to be your teacher. So the good news about these graces is that you should be able to outgrow them right? So we're not dependent upon them. They're not our source, but Holy Spirit absolutely uses prophecy, absolutely uses the grace of a prophet for the equipping of the saints for the work of their ministry. And so I just want to come out right here up front and say it's valid that I give these words of the month. It's valid that I do Love Notes every week. It is valid that the gift of prophecy is used to edify, encourage, and inspire you and to activate your spiritual senses. So I'm not going to apologize for doing these prophetic broadcasts, and I'm not going to stop doing them because the Holy Spirit has told me to do them. So just to put that in balance, right? So it's not that, you know, you're not putting me in the place of hearing God for yourself. I mean, in fact, most of what I should be sharing today should be confirmation of what you're hearing. My goal is for you to encounter God for yourself. My goal is for you to hear God for yourself. My goal is for you to step into the fullness of union with Jesus and operate as a son of God, as a mature son of God that co-rules and co-reigns with Jesus seated in heavenly places and fulfills everything that God has written about you before the foundation of the world, and that you partner as Jesus partnered with the Father in his earthly ministry to dominate the seen realm and expand the kingdom of God and preach the gospel to every creature through the example and the testimony of your life. And until we are all doing that, well, guess what? I'm going to keep doing it, and those graces are going to continue. So let me just kick it off with that and just unapologetically say that I have been hearing from God, and I've been hearing from God for you. And so I'm stepping into that role and into that grace today to deliver that word to you, these words to you. So back to what I said. In December, we got a word about listening and really taking time to listen. You know, in my Elevate community, we actually took it one step further, and we went into Psalm 139 and verse 16, and I talked with them about sitting with God and opening up the books that he wrote about us before the, you know, it says all the days of our lives are written in his book before any of them took shape. And I said, go into Papa's study, go into Papa's house, right? Because we dwell there. He's in us. It's just, you know, it's just an awareness away. And just unpack it, unpack the things that God has spoken about you for your life. And so I really encouraged us with, you know, Love Notes and other things last month. Just, I kept hearing the Father, like, listen, listen, listen. I have so much to say. I have so much that I want to share. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has planned for his lovers. It says, but God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. And it goes on to talk about how the Spirit of God knows the heart and the intentions and the secrets of God, and that we haven't been given the spirit of the world, but the Spirit by which we can know these things, all the things that grace has freely lavished upon us. In the Passion Translation, it says it that way, paraphrased by Shalice. But anyway, the point is that, you know, I want you to, and Papa wants you to know the things that he has planned and he has in store for you. And every time we're listening to God, frankly, we're operating in the gift of the Spirit. We're operating in the gift of prophecy, and we're just hearing God for ourselves. And so with that said, you know, I said, I feel like I've lived a century since then, because I have spent a lot of time. I mean, it was one of the most productive, one of the most busy, just supernatural months in so many respects for me and my life. And so coming into January, you know, I took some time to really kind of write down the progression of the things that I was hearing, and that I had a couple of really profound dreams that I felt like were leading up to today's broadcast. And so I took some time and I just kind of wrote out the progression of some of the things that I felt like I was supposed to share with you starting in the beginning of December, and we'll build up obviously into what I feel like God is speaking for 2025. And so I have some notes here. So we kicked it off the month with Matthew 11:15. Are you listening to me, really listening? And then late in December, one thing that I will say about that before I go on to this next thing, because I made a note here, is one of the things that I really recognized as I sat with this concept about listening to God is I felt like the Holy Spirit brought in to that conversation with me the map of consciousness. Now, if you are not familiar with the map of consciousness, I talk about it in Elevate. We've done whole teachings on it. Obviously, I talk about it with, you know, with my students and those that I coach with, but it is a a map that Dr. David Hawkins developed that is a scientific study, really, of human consciousness. And there are multiple levels on this map. And the way that it's described is really through human emotion. And I like to think of it as like your default frequency. It's like the emotional home that you live in, right? And it starts at the very lowest level at shame, and then it goes all the way up to what they call enlightenment, which is really no separation. You're operating in union with God, and there, you know, obviously all of the things that come with that. But I don't have time to go into a big deep teaching about it right now, but I just wanted to say, for those of you that have heard me teach about it before, that I really felt like Holy Spirit brought the map of consciousness into that, because at every single level, shame, guilt, anger, pride, reasoning, acceptance, then there's love, joy, and I'm not saying all the different ones, but there's, you know, a bunch of different levels of consciousness on this map. But I felt like what Holy Spirit was highlighting to me is that our each one of those levels has a paradigm through which they see the world. And each one of those levels has, I would say, also a corresponding perception of the world. Obviously, if there's a paradigm, there's also perceptional filters that filter out and determine the way that we view the world. And what I just felt like this nugget that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and it's really why I could go back to the words from 2011, 2013, and see them very differently. It's because the filter that I was viewing those words through, and I would say the level of consciousness and the level of awakening and the level that I operated in union with Jesus has grown exponentially since 2011, 2013. The paradigm that I operate out of today is much different and frankly much higher than it was back in, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And so, of course, when I go back and look at those prophetic words, there's a new lens that I'm bringing to that prophetic word. And so as we kind of, you know, extrapolate that out, and what does that really mean? It means that we all have filters through which we are hearing from God through. And so I'm not saying anything except to say that as we become aware of that, it helps us not make meaning and interpret the things that we're hearing from God just by default, meaning I know what God is saying, so let me just go run with that. No, it humbles us. It humbles us to actually sit with what we're hearing from God and let the Holy Spirit continue to speak and actually interpret what we're hearing. And that's why continuing to listen and really thinking about how you're listening, are you really listening to what I'm saying, is a really relevant word, because we want to listen to the best of our capacity without those consciousness filters, without those default lenses that we see the world through. We want to just receive the word. We want to receive the revelation from the Holy Spirit as much as possible without our own human interpretations and without our own human meanings on it. And so what that means is that we continue the conversation. We ask questions. We ask clarifying questions until the Holy Spirit really brings us into the full understanding of what it is that the Holy Spirit is teaching us. And so I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit that came out of that word for me in December. And I think it's also applicable to mention it as we continue down the road of what God is speaking today, right? It's really tempting to take what God says and put our own interpretation, our own spin on it, or to make meaning of it when that may or may not be what the Holy Spirit is actually speaking to you. And so I encourage you to really measure these words and spend time with them and do your own journaling and do your own seeking and do your own listening of everything that I'm speaking, of everything that you're hearing. And guess what? It takes time to do that. And so coming into 2025, I want to tell you what God has planned is mind-blowing. And you know, when your mind gets blown and your circuitry gets blown and there's a rapid mind renewal process in place, like it requires time. It requires time to assimilate. It requires time to listen. It requires time to ponder, to think on these things, to sila, right? And take a moment. And really, like, this is not a drive-through transformation that we are involved in. This mind renewal, transfiguration, stepping into the fullness and the aliveness and the wokeness, if you will, of operating as a son of God. The operating system of God, the operating system of union is what God is developing in our lives. And it is a complete different operating system. And so it takes time. And when I say time, it just know that there's no rush, right? There's no rush in our time with God. There's no rush in our relationship with God. There's no rush in the work that God is doing in us and whoa, the work that God is causing, the work that he's doing that's causing us to both will and do his good pleasure. Like there is a profound work that God is doing in our lives to transform our mind, to transform our perception, to transform our paradigm, to elevate our consciousness, to heal the illusion of separation and bring us into the fullness of what it means to live absolutely as one with him. And so, you know, maybe just settle your heart on that and give yourself permission to spend time and to take the pressure off and let the Lord have his way and do what he's wanting to do in you so that he can do what he wants to do through you. So just a little side note on the map of consciousness in that. So from there, what I started hearing really in, I don't know, mid to late December was a really, really powerful verse. And it goes right along with everything that I've been sharing up to this point. It's from Ephesians 5:14 in the Mirror Translation. And I wrote it down there so I don't have to look it up. But it's a really profound scripture. And this, to me, is the process of revelation. And it is what is happening all the time. This is something that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives all the time. And I feel like is highlighted coming into 2025. Here's what it says. It says, this is the message of light. Okay, the gospel is the message of light. And this is what it says. Christ awakens you from your intoxicated slumber and resurrects you out of the death trap of enslaved thought patterns. Okay, let me just read it one more time. This is the message of light. And I also just want to say the work of the Holy Spirit, okay, the work of Christ. It says Christ awakens us from our intoxicated slumber. And that intoxicated slumber is really the intoxication of the spirit of the world. It's the intoxication of religion. It's the intoxication of works and striving and performance and, the just enslaved thought patterns that we inherit because we're born into a world system. It says here that Christ awakens you from your intoxicated slumber and resurrects you out of the death trap of enslaved thought patterns. And so that is a powerful thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. And he is doing that every single day of your life, through every circumstance that you face. There is freedom that Christ is working in you, because your freedom has already been purchased. Your freedom is an accomplished fact. And the enslaved thought patterns are the things that tether us to the old man, that tether us to the old identity, that perpetuate the illusion of separation and cause us to live at an identity and at a level that is far below who we really are and who God really is in reality and who he is in us. And so this work of the Holy Spirit is something that I felt like December was really, really intense in this. I feel like that God has been and will continue to reveal thought patterns, behavioral patterns, and cycles in our lives that are being, and I just want to say not broken, but they're actually just being dropped like a hot potato. Like they're just things that we will know, the light will shine on those things. You'll see it for what it is and you just simply walk away. It's, I would say that it's not even necessarily a process as much as it is just the light being turned on so that you can see. And when you see it for what it is, the light, you know, manifests it for what it truly is. Well, then you just associate with it at all. It's like just not a part of your being. It's just like, it's literally an aha moment where everything shifts. It's a paradigm shift. It's a perspective shift. You know, Einstein, I've been sitting with this quote a lot over the last 30 days, probably the last 90 days. You know, Einstein said that you can't solve a problem with the same level, with the same mind that created it. Sometimes it says with the same level of consciousness that created it or the same level of thinking that created it. And so what I'm talking about is this light coming on and all of a sudden there's a higher perspective and the problem is no longer a problem because the thinking is no longer the same. And so that is a scripture that God gave to me, you know, coming through towards the end of December. And I just really felt him breathing on that, that this is just to highlight that this is what's happening. This is what's happening. And so there's lots of circumstances and lots of things that you may be walking through right now that maybe feel like repeat, same situation, but different year, same situation, but different people, same problem, but somehow it's different. It's like you came around the mountain or you went through this pattern or this circle and you're finding yourself in this same set of circumstances again. But what I'm sharing with you and what I'm telling you, what God is doing, if this describes you, is that there is an elevation that's happening right now in this place. And that pattern is going to not, it's not a breaking of the pattern. It's a complete leaving of the pattern. Okay. It's just a complete putting off of the old and just walking into the new. And not even looking back, not having to analyze it, not even having to understand where it came from. You just see it for what it is and you can just simply walk away. And so that I just kind of want to bring in as some context of some things that you may be experiencing right now. Okay, now moving from there, all right, I did a love note last Friday. Right before the new year. So it was on the last Friday of December and I called it Happy Now Year. And it's worth going and reading. It's a powerful word really about how everything is finished. And I'm not going to take the time to read it right now, right, Lord? No, I'm not going to take the time to read it right now, but I just, as you're processing the things that I'm sharing with you, I just feel like I'm supposed to bring that back in. I didn't even do a love note last week because I didn't want to dilute what had been spoken coming into the new year. But it's worth going back and reading again. Happy Now Year. Okay, from there, and I am leading up to the point, but I just really felt like I was supposed to take you through a prophetic process to get you from where we were to where we are today. I had a dream, and it was a really, 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 I don't even know that I would call it a dream. That's probably not an accurate description of what it was. It was in the moments where you're coming out of sleep and you're not yet awake. And so I was lingering in that limbo place and this revelation just began to pour into me. And it wasn't just a revelation, it was an experience. And I don't know exactly how to describe it. I'm going to try. But it was like, as I was laying there in bed, it was like Yahweh, Papa, right, was fully possessing my body and my eyes specifically. And so it's like I could open my eyes, even though they were shut. It was like in this experience, my eyes were open, but I was no longer looking through my eyes. They weren't my physical senses. They weren't connected to my brain. It was Father embodying himself in me and using my physical body, connected to his mind, connected to him, fully integrated as me, and began to talk to me about how he desires to use my body, desires to use his body, okay, the body of Christ, to embody the body of Christ to such a degree that he uses our faculties to manifest through us. We know from quantum physics, right, that the observer effect, right, that what human beings observe affects matter, affects energy, affects creation at a quantum level. It affects, in the invisible collapses into matter. Energy collapses from waveform into particle form through human observation. And I've talked a lot about this in my podcast. I talk a lot about this. I mean, I don't have time to go into it right now. Again, go Google the observer effect. Listen to my podcast. I talk more about it a lot. But for this particular experience and this encounter, it was very, very clear to me that Father wants to use our eyes to collapse the wave into matter. Like the actual manifester is not us, but him. And that this embodiment of Yahweh is the plan for the human race. This is the destiny that we are destined to live in. That this is the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ, that this is the way that Jesus Christ operated as a son of God in his earthly ministry. When he said the Father and I were one, it was literally this inhabitation of Father to such a degree in Jesus. He could say, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, that even his physical faculties were inhabited by God to such a degree that they were operating fully, in human form. He was incarnate. Yes, the incarnate Son of God. He was God incarnate. And it was God operating as a human being in a physical body. And so I'm trying to describe it the best that I can, but it was so incredibly profound. I made some notes when I woke up. And I knew this was on New Year's Eve, the morning of December 31st, that I had this experience. And I knew that it was for us. I knew it was for not just me. I knew it was for this time and the work of God on the planet and what we are stepping into. And let me just see, this is what it means to co-create. And so I'm just going to look at some of my notes here. He said, I inhabit your physical body to the degree that I inhabit your physical senses and I see through your eyes. And it is my focus and my intention that manifests. Yes, you are the vehicle. Yes, you are the vessel, but it is me that is the manifester through you. And then he also kind of went into this, that is we will always be, something will always be inhabiting our physical senses, that we will either envision and view things through as him, but if we're not as him, then what is the envisioning? What is seeing through our eyes? Separation. And so it was really this kind of compare and contrast of how we are designed to operate, but how so often we don't operate in that revelation or in that state of being, because the revelation has not, we don't have that revelation yet. We are still operating out of the illusion of separation. And he just said, it's the embodiment of Yahweh, the embodiment of the King of Glory. I don't have words to describe the experience and the glory and the majesty and the, I don't have words to describe this union that I'm describing here. But then what was, he said to me, like, yielding our bodies to him as a living sacrifice, that was the scripture that he took me to in Romans 12, 2. And I wrote this out of the Mirror Translation. It says, live consistent with who you really are, inspired by the loving kindness of God. And it says, the most practical expression of worship is to make your bodies available to him as a living sacrifice. This pleases him more than any religious routine. And this is really powerful. It says he desires to find visible, individual expression in your person. So what I am describing, the full embodiment of Yahweh here, this is reasonable. Okay. This is what it says in the King James Version. It's your reasonable service. And then I just wrote, isn't that crazy? That embodying Yahweh is our reasonable service. Like that is our service to God. Our service to God is to embody Yahweh. And then he just said, you don't disappear. It's when you actually do appear. And that is the redemption of the human race. It is a glorified human being. It is a son of God that is embodying Yahweh. And that is why we are collectively called the body of Christ. And that we are literally the physical component of the Godhead in the earth right now. That this is for our glory. And then he just said, you are the house of Yahweh. You are the house of God. And there is no consciousness of separation, no consciousness of self in this place. And that our human body is actual technology. And that Yahweh wants to embody the technology of our human body to influence creation, to influence matter, to transform the seen realm, to co-create with the sons of God and bring his kingdom, bring his will to pass in the earth, and that is our reasonable service. That's just awesome, isn't it? And, you know, just to, you know, I went back to a few things I'd written down in the past, that the human body is the most important technology in all of creation. Why? Because it can house the Godhead. It can house Yahweh. It can house our Father. It can house the King of Glory, the great I am. Whoa. And can utilize your faculties as we yield as instruments of righteousness to manifest the Father's heart, to manifest the Father's mind, to manifest the Father's intention. And this goes beyond any new age, you know, five-step manifestation formula that you will ever learn or be taught. Far beyond The Secret, far beyond visualization, far beyond these manifestation techniques that we have learned. This is the true embodiment of Yahweh, where heaven is manifesting through us because we are operating through as me, as him, consciousness and awareness and embodiment and being. And so very, very profound experience that I had. And my prayer is that we will all experience that. And that even now as I'm speaking, that you'll receive an impartation of that. Whoa, because this ultimately is the culmination of, you know, why the fivefold ministry exists, of what the gospel is proclaimed to be, right? It's the embodiment of the house of God, of the body of Christ, of God himself, and God himself operating in the planet through a body, collectively us. And so, wow, that revelation is mind-blowing. It's a mind-blowing revelation. It blows your consciousness. It blows your identity. It blows your idea of self. It blows your idea of what's possible. It's literally like an exploding of your brain into the mind of God. Hey, and by the way, that's my word for 2025, mind-blowing. Okay, it's mind-blowing what God is doing right now. God is doing on the planet. And I'm not just saying right now. I'm sure he's been mind-blowing since he rose from the dead. He's in the mind-blowing business. The Holy Spirit is in the mind-blowing business of transforming everything into the image that Papa originally designed for everything to have, for his glory, for his pleasure. That is what God is doing. And he is blowing our minds in the process. Okay. Oh my goodness. Wow. 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 Where do we go from here? From there, okay, I began to get a word about the internal now. I shared it, you know, before I had that experience, and I really started to tie it into this idea that when we see with God's eyes and we embody this place where our physical senses, our spiritual senses are fully yielded to where they're no longer even ours, but they're operating as his, right? Where we now have access to everything that is, that was, and that will be in the eternal now. Like the eternal now is where God lives. It is there in the spirit, where the end is declared from the beginning, where the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, where we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, the past, the present, the future, all converge into this, like this tapestry of possibility of everything that is in the mind and the heart of God for everyone, everywhere, all at once. And it is, again, mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to even try, like you can't comprehend it with your human mind. And there is a way that God is just with that, in that. And we have access to it because we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, accessing the perceptions of Christ, accessing the mind of God in our human body, just being a vessel, being a temple through which He is moving, through which He is perceiving, through which He is thinking. And it is a completely different level of existence. It is Zoe. It is God's existence. And it is not something that we climb into. It's an experience, and it's something that God does in us. It's a revelation. It's an encounter. It's an experience of God. And I think just by releasing what I'm even releasing, I'm just releasing it. I don't even propose to, I'm not in control of this. I'm just a recipient of it, as we all are. I am at the mercy of the grace of God, as we all are. And my only reasonable service is to just be available and say yes, and say, I offer myself as this to you. You have permission to use me and express yourself, and to, what did it say? You to have to find visible individual expression through me. Hey, right? That's my part. And so, my goodness, you know, I went into this eternal now and this perception and this perspective of God, and how all everything is finished. And it really led me to a word that I actually gave in Elevate yesterday. And I just want to share a little bit of this word, because the word for the year was really highlighted to me through this. And so I'm going to read some of this, and then we'll put it in the context of everything that I've been sharing so far. And I know we're going a little bit over time, but I'm going to finish this. So if you got to go and come back and re-listen to it, come back and listen to it. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to settle down into this and take my time. Here's what I said in Elevate yesterday when I did the teaching. I said it was just a prophetic word. I just felt the urge to pray in the spirit. And I didn't even know what was going to happen. I just started to pray in the spirit, and this is what came out. It's time for the mysteries and the secrets that I've ordained for you in your life to be revealed for you. It's time for your yes. It's time for a full surrender to me and to my agenda, for your life. It's time to get out of the I can'ts and into the I can do all things through Christ. But I just heard it's time to get out of the I completely. It's time to get out of the I that isn't Him completely. And then he just began to talk to me about how, you know, Moses had excuses of why he couldn't do what he was, you know, God called him to do. Gideon had excuses. I mean, you know, everybody doesn't feel qualified. He said, but I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I ordained you. I positioned you, and I planned a glorious life for you. And then this is really what I want to say for 2025. The way I want to manifest myself through you is mind-blowing. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. The way I want to manifest myself through you is mind-blowing. Okay, I'm going to just sit with that for just a second. Okay, because there's not a single exception for any person that is listening to the sound of my voice. The way that God wants to manifest Himself through you is mind-blowing, okay? He desires to find visible, individual expression in your person. And the way that he wants to do that is mind-blowing. Hey, it's mind-blowing. Okay, I went and looked up the word mind-blowing so that we could get a definition of what that actually means. Because what God wants to do through you and as you is mind-blowing. And here's what I read. It is overwhelmingly impressive. Okay, that doesn't even feel like to do it justice, honestly. When I read that definition, I was like, no, it's more than that. It's more than that. Then I read mind-blowing. It's like a description of a drug inducing hallucinations. And I was like, okay, that's probably a little closer to what God is talking about. Okay. This stuff is the kind of stuff that I'm going to say, I've said this to myself many, many times. I'm either crazy or I'm not. Like, there's just no middle ground here. In other words, this is either God, it's just so mind-blowingly full of awe and wonder and majesty and glory and just the words that I don't even know how to describe, or it's not, it's crazy. It's just literal craziness. It's like a hallucination. It's like, you know? And so let me say it one more time. The way I want to manifest myself through you is mind-blowing. And so I'll read the rest of what I said now. And it says, and so you're going to have to let me blow your mind. Okay. You're going to have to get out of your mind and into mine. And then he said, this topic, the eternal now that I gave my daughter me to teach this month and elevate, is something she's just beginning to tap into as well. But I am in it and I am on it this month. And I just want to say this year. And as you spend dedicated time with me and set aside time to listen and seek my wisdom and my face, I will reveal, I will speak, and I will challenge you to believe for impossible things. He said, I'm not limited. I'm not limited by man. I'm not limited by time. I have no limits, and therefore neither do you. Take the limits off and allow me to be me. Take the limits off and allow me to be me in you, through you, and as you. Let me have my way with my bride. And then he said, I bought you with a price. I paid for your freedom. And I just want to say, I paid for your body and for the glory I've placed within you to be released. I paid for it. And a yes is all that's required. It's simple, but it does require you to believe that I'm capable, to believe that I'm good, to believe that I am who I say I am, to believe that I can do more than you could ever ask or imagine. This is higher than you've been before. This is more majestic than what you've been able to perceive. But trust me, sons and daughters, allow me to reveal it. Allow me to reveal my plans and purposes to you. This is a strategic time on planet Earth, and there are connections and strategies already in motion that involve you. Getting and staying on my agenda and not allowing external things to pressure you, steal your joy or your attention is really, really important. I believe in you. I love you. I believe in you because I believe in who I am in you. The time for the eternal now to manifest in your life is now. Whoa, the time for the things that I've planned for you in eternity to accomplish is now. And all I'm asking you is for the same thing I always ask for, just a yes. And I just remembered how the angels came to, you know, Mary at that time. And just, you know, she just said, be it unto me according to your word. Just be it unto me according to your word. And so all I'm really tasked with today is to just put this out there, that this inhabitation of Yahweh and this desire for him to express himself visibly through you is just the word. It's just the word. It's a seed. And the only response is not, you know, what do I have to do? What do I need to, you know, what do I do? We say yes. I mean, Mary did say, how? How is this going to happen? Be it unto me according to your word. How is this going to happen, Lord? Right? And just continued the conversation with the angel. So this is the conversation. This is a revelation. This is an elevation. This is a work of God. This is a work of the Holy Spirit on the planet. This is an elevation of human consciousness. This is the embodiment of Yahweh in the body of Christ. This is the work that is being accomplished in us, because God is going to have his way with his bride, and he will do all of his pleasure, and he will do what is necessary for us to will and do his good pleasure, because it's all for his pleasure. It's all for his glory. Whoa. And it's all for the manifestation of the sons of God. And it's all for the manifestation of heaven on earth. Whoa. So, beloved, mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. That's what God is doing. Blowing our minds with the full inhabitation of himself. And I am on the same ride that you're on, that we're all on. And it feels a lot like a ride. And I just wanted to share that this is a time for dreams. This is a time for revelation. This is a time for encounters. This is a time where the Spirit is going to be moving in your life. And you are going to receive this revelation. You are going to receive this elevation. You are going to offer your body as a living sacrifice. And the habitation of God, which is already in you, is going to become a way of life, a way of being, not a place of visit, not a visitation from God, but an habitation, a place of surrendered living, a place of our minds being blown, where they are no longer consulted. Whoa. And so I just bless you. I bless you as we step into this word. I bless you as we step into this year. And I bless you with mind-blowing revelation. I bless you with mind-blowing understanding and knowledge of the glory of Jesus and Papa and Holy Spirit. And this, I want to come back to my scripture. This resurrection out of the death trap of enslaved thought patterns, and this resurrection into the visible individual expression of God in your person. So, happy new year. Happy 2025. This is going to be a wild ride, and it's going to be mind-blowing. All right? I'm excited to see how this word manifests in our lives. So, God bless you. And again, our part, yes, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. We mix it with faith. We know it's already done. And so have your way. And we yield. We offer and we surrender. All right, guys. Love you much. God bless you. And we will see you soon. Yeah. Oh, final word. We've got an exciting little offer coming down the pipe. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned it. We are going to be opening up a test drive of a lesson from Emerge called Money Matters that is really all about reframing and resetting our relationship with money. Feels a little weird to be talking about this after everything that I just said, but I am going to throw it out there because you're going to be getting emails. You're going to be hearing from me about it. And I just want to plant that seed so I can tell Nicholas that I did. But more than that, it's on the website already. You can go and check it out at shalice.com under courses, and you can find out more about it there. But it's exciting. It's a test drive of Emerge, and it's a very, very powerful lesson around renewing our minds about how God thinks about money. So God bless you guys. Happy New Year, and we will see you soon. For reals this time. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalice's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalice.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalice's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalice.com and watch Shalice's free training where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.